Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Enviro Infra Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Astha Jain, Senior Research Analyst at Hem Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sagar. A very good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the Enviro Infra Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. Joining us on the call today from the management team is Mr. Sanjay Jain, Chairman and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Manish Jain, Managing Director. We will commence the call with the opening thoughts from the management, post which we will open the forum for Q&A session, where the management will be glad to respond to any queries that you may have. Before we go on to the main call, I would like to read the standard disclaimer. There may be forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinion, and expectation of company's management as on the date of this call. The company does not assume any obligation to update their forward-looking statement if those beliefs, opinion, expectation, or other circumstances should change. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Consequently, listeners should not place any undue reliance on such forward-looking statements. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Jain, Chairman and Whole-Time Director, to take it forward. Over to you, Sanjay sir.
Thank you, Astha. Good evening, everyone. Firstly, I would like to thank you for trusting our company and our team for the great response reflected in the IPO. We have received an overwhelming response from the investor community, and we are truly grateful for valuing our company. We would remain focused in our commitment and would stay on ground, continuing to focus on our execution of the project and pushing ourselves to reach greater heights with determination and focus. Coming to the background of the company was established in 2009 and has grown into a prominent player in the water and wastewater treatment sector. We specialize in designing, construction, and operation and maintenance of water and wastewater treatment plants, including sewage treatment plants, common effluent treatment plants, sewage networks, and water supply schemes projects. We take immense pride in our role in contributing to the India's ambitious national initiatives such as Jal Jeevan Mission, Atal Mission for Rejuvenation and Urban Transformation. It is under Amrut Scheme and National Mission for Clean Ganga, NMCG. By delivering critical infrastructures, we are not just building projects but shaping a cleaner, sustainable future. Our presence spans across multiple states in India, including Gujarat, Rajasthan, Punjab, Karnataka, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, and Chhattisgarh. Today, our diversified projects order book comprises of around 22 projects across India, with a total aggregate value of approximately 1,960 crore. Our team has embraced renewable initiatives like compressed biogas, CBG plants, and solar power system, aligning our work with India's focus on sustainable development. I would like to highlight the strengths of our company. Basically, it is in-house designing, diversified order books of projects in 11 states of India, in-house execution capability with timely delivery, use of advanced technology, sustainability and waste to energy initiatives, experienced promoters and senior management and teams. The growth strategy, increasing the size of the project, expansion of geological footprint, plan to bid for more HAM projects, capitalized on government policy initiatives in wastewater treatment and water supply sector, and new initiatives towards waste to energy as a part of projects. Ladies and gentlemen, I will please to share some really exciting and successful developments on the three ongoing HAM projects. First HAM project, it was at Bareilly. The total cost of the project was around 230 crore. We are proud to announce that we have achieved commercial operation date 71 days ahead of schedule on 18th July 2024. Further, its first quarterly annuity, which got due on 17th October 2024, has also been released. The second HAM project is at Mathura. The approximate value of this project is around 190 crore. The effective date for this project has been declared with effect from 29th November 2024, and the physical progress has also commenced in full swing. The third HAM project is at Saranpur. The total cost of this project is around execution cost is around 267 crore. There has been an exciting development in this project with the support of our banker, that is HDFC Bank. The term loan was sanctioned for this project on the date of signing of the concessionaire agreement, which was 27 September. A timeline of 4 months is made available for financial closure and completing other conditions precedent. The scheduled time for declaration of this project is 26 January 2025. And we are ahead of time again and trying our level best to get the effective date declared before the actual scheduled date. At Enviro Infra, we are guided by a clear vision to deliver sustainability and technological advance infrastructure solutions that address the critical water challenges of our nation. Quality, innovation, and timely executions are the pillar of our success. We are not just building infrastructure, but creating a legacy of cleaner water, healthier communities, and a greener tomorrow. Now I would like to hand this opportunity to our MD, Mr. Manish Jain, for providing financial and operational information about the company. Over to Manish.
Good evening, everyone. I take this opportunity to address you all today and provide an overview of the company's financial performance for Q2 financial year 2025. For the Q2 under review, our revenue from operations stood at approximately 213 crores, showing a significant increase by around 77.82% from the corresponding quarter of the last financial year. Net profit for the quarter stood at rupees 36 crore, which increased by more than 189% from the corresponding quarter of the last financial year. For the first half of financial year 2025, our revenue from operations reached at 418 crores, which has increased by 50% from the corresponding period of last financial year. Net profit for the period was approximately 66.33 crore, which grew by 106% from the corresponding half of last financial year. For the half year, basic EPS rose to 4.85 from 2.61 in FY24. Our project order book stands strong at approximately 1960 crores for execution and more than rupees 750 crores for operation and maintenance. With the execution expected to accelerate in coming quarters, we remain confident of continuing with our growth pattern, which we are achieving right now. Looking ahead, we are having a strong pipeline of prospective new bids, which are expected to be opened in the coming months, which will help us to sustain our momentum and enhance our operational outlook for the future. Our strong financial and cash flow management reinforce our position to deliver sustainable growth while creating long-term values for all stakeholders. This remarkable performance underscores our growth trajectory and strong fundamentals. As we move forward, we remain committed to delivering excellence, strengthening our market presence, and achieving new milestones. For the current quarter, our cash flow from operations has been negative. It is basically because of increase in the unbilled revenues and a trade payable, which have got reduced by around 105 crores. So we expect it is a temporary phenomena, and going forward, since these are the main execution months, so the cash flow from operation during the future quarters is expected to turn to positive. With this, I hand over to moderator and open the floor for question and answer sessions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one. Our first question comes from Sagar Tanna from Alchemy Ventures. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on a great listing and amazing numbers for the first half. I have two questions, sir. I didn't get the number of the order pipeline. Can you give us what is our order book and what is the bid pipeline?
Mr. Sagar, the total order book position as on date is around 1,960 crore. It is for the execution, and around 750 crore, it is for the operation and maintenance. This will be executed in the next 10 years. Basically, our revenue, if you see our balance sheet, it is around 3%-5%. O&M revenue is around 3%-5% of the execution value.
Got it. So this 1,960 crore is the existing order, and what is the bid pipeline, sir? Kitne projects mein humne bid kara hua hai already?
We have bid around 800 crore projects, and in the coming months, lot of opportunities are, as Manish has already told, lot of opportunities are coming in many states. We are bidding number of projects in the coming months or up to March. We are bidding lot of projects.
Got it. And sir, can you give us a breakup of this existing orders, order book in terms of how much is from effluent treatment, from sewage, and from drinking water supply projects?
It's Manish, could you answer this one?
Yeah, yeah. Our water supply scheme project constitutes somewhere around 400 crore of the order book. Our common effluent treatment plant order book right now is somewhere around 70 crore. And the sewage treatment and rest all is our EPC and HAMO for sewage treatment plants and sewage projects. Out of this, let me give a number, that HAM project revenue order book is somewhere around 450 crore on execution side.
Got it. Got it. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great listing, sir. Hope I'm audible?
Yeah.
You are audible, yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. So, sir, just wanted to know, I think we said previously, I think Q4 nearly is 40% of our revenue, right, sir? So with on that basis, currently, you know, what kind of revenue guidance could we give for, you know, FY 2025?
If you see the growth pattern of our growth pattern, which is visible from H1 current and comparing it with the last financial year, it is 50% growth rate. So if we break it into water supply schemes and the wastewater treatment projects, the ratio is currently somewhere around 55%-60% from the water supply schemes and around 40%-45% from wastewater treatment projects. So since the order book has entirely changed and it is more aligned towards wastewater treatment projects, so for FY25 itself, the ratio of WWTPs to WSSPs is going to increase. And I think, to my understanding, that WWTP projects will assume that ratio of around 60%-65% for the current financial year. And for future as well, the ratio is going to be more towards WWTP projects. So with the number, with this growth of 50%, we are quite aligned what we had proposed. And we are moving ahead in the same direction.
So could we quantify that direction? Currently, we've done 400 crores in H1. So 600 crores in H2 is possible, sir?
See, if this 50% growth pattern is there, then it itself speaks the numbers, and we look quite aligned to achieve those numbers. So we stay committed, and we understand that we'll be meeting those growth numbers again.
Okay. That helps a lot, sir. And sir, just wanted to know, in terms of our order pipeline, I think we said around 800 crores project we are bidding for. We have 1,960 crores orders already in hand. So but such a high growth rate that we have, so this will get extinguished nearly. The current order book will get extinguished in 1.5-2 years maximum. So what kind of order book are we targeting to have by the year end? And how do you see FY26 panning out, sir?
First of all, during the current financial year, because this was a general election year, so the bids were not invited initially. Just in the last 1 month, a lot of projects under AMRUT 2, the bids have been invited. And if I quantify those numbers, that is in excess of somewhere around 3,500-4,000 crores. So these are the bids where we are interested, and we are bidding for these projects. So a lot of work is coming up, and this 3,500-4,000 crore, I am saying it is for two to three states only. So all the states are coming up with the projects, and we don't foresee any shortfall in the order book which can be available. So we are expecting a fresh order book of somewhere around 2,000 crore for current financial year. So we seem to be on target, and we are hopeful that we can easily achieve it.
Sorry, sir. Fresh order book means we want to win additional 2,000 crore order, right? That's what.
Right.
Okay. That helps a lot, sir. And so just so we have been going at that 50% rate. So with a higher base, will we be able to continue this growth rate? So in the next 2 years, how do we look at it, sir? What kind of growth can we expect?
Basically, this sector is wide open. There are lots of opportunities available, and a lot of work needs to be done in this particular sector. So there are a lot of government initiatives, and the works are coming up. So the sector will continue to grow. And the way the sector is growing, and there are exciting opportunities, we understand that a target which we have set for ourselves going forward, we shall be maintaining a CAGR growth rate of somewhere around 35%-40% for maybe next 4-5 years. At least this much growth which we can foresee, at least at this point of time. So this is quite achievable.
Oh, so that's very great, sir. And so with corresponding growth in this in revenue, even the margins will benefit from operating leverage, right? I think we already have quite great margins compared to anyone else. So just wanted to know that what kind of margin trajectory we could see, like we have, I think 23% plus. Can we expect that will maintain?
We are having our own strengths in terms of our in-house designing capabilities, where we are able to give the most economical and most viable solutions to our end clients. Our executions remain in-house, and we depend upon the capabilities of our own company, not on the capability of our subcontractor for executing the projects. And that way, we remain ahead of time, and we are executing the projects timely. So with these initiatives, we are able to maintain those EBITDA margins of somewhere around 25%. And going forward, we don't look any downside in this, and we expect that we will continue to maintain similar margins.
Great, sir. Great, sir. Thank you so much for answering all my questions, sir. That's it from my side. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Dilip Kumar from Jai Arbuda Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible to you?
Yeah, you are audible.
Congratulations. That's a great thing. Sir, my question is, as you mentioned that the order book is 1960 crore. So can you let us know what is the execution time for this 1960 crore?
The execution time in general, in the size of the projects that we are operating is 18 to 24 months. So this entire order book is to be executed over a period of maximum 2 years.
And so the operation and maintenance, you mentioned is 750 crore. Is this also included in the order book, or is it separate from the 1960 crores?
This rupees 750 crore order book is separate from 1960 crore. This 1960 crore is for execution values, and this rupees 750 crore is separate from this 1960 crore. So this operation and maintenance is to be executed in the period varying from 5 years to 15 years. Certain projects are having operation and maintenance timelines of 15 years, certain 10 years, and certain 5 years. So it is over 5 to 15 years. So you can just average it out at 10 years. So this can be the order book and the revenues which can keep on coming from the operation and maintenance itself.
Okay. And so last question, is there any challenges related to manpower? Like, I mean, are we going to increase the manpower with the order book?
Yes. With the increase in the orders coming to the company is continuously engaging fresh teams. Company is creating the departments, the delegation of powers. So there's a rapid growth and change in the company structure itself, and we are aligning with the growth trajectory so that we can deliver right on time.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. That's it from us.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Alisha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted a clarification. You said you're expecting 2,000 crores of order inflow for the year, or you want to end the year with an order book of 2,000 crores?
We are expecting the... you can explain.
We will be bidding for around 4,000 crore project, and based on our success ratio, we are expecting that around 2,000 crore project will add up in our portfolio.
And we are expecting that in 3-4 months, we should be able to get this kind of inflow.
Yeah, we are quite hopeful depending upon our success ratio.
Understood. And typically, because these are EPC contracts that take some time to kick off, are we still confident that they will start contributing from FY 2026 to our revenues?
Once a project is awarded, after that, a design part is there. So designing in itself takes somewhere around  4 to 5 months. So if we see for the first half of next financial year, we are having a decent order book available in our hands. These new projects will start contributing to the top line maybe after the monsoon period or maybe after October. So that will add to the revenue and top line with effect from October. So that can be the journey how we can move.
Understood. And so our margins at 25%, which we're saying that we should be able to maintain, we see high for an EPC company. So if you could just share two or three things that we do differently that help us enjoy industry-leading margins.
As I have explained earlier as well, it is basically the in-house designing capabilities of our company. Sanjay ji and myself, we both are chemical engineers. So process designing has been the core domain of the company. With this, our waste-to-energy sustainability initiatives, we are able to give quite viable and economical solutions to our end clients and giving handsome margins to the company as well. Apart from this, the execution capabilities also remains in-house. We are not dependent upon external agencies for the execution, or we are not giving back-to-back subcontracting. So that gives us an edge in completing the projects ahead of time, which gives us an edge over the quality which we maintain and the timelines in which we are able to execute the project. So the costing remains lower. We are not parting with the profits by giving projects to the subcontractors. So all these factors are contributing to the EBITDA margins of the company.
Understood. And if you could just help us understand that for this 2,000 crore order.
Ma'am, we lost your audio.
Am I audible now?
Yes, ma'am. If you can repeat the question once again.
Sure. So I just wanted to understand for this 2,000 crore order inflow that we're targeting for the balance of this year, what kind of, when we win an order, what kind of bank guarantees do we have to give at the start of a project? And typically, once a project ends, what is the kind of retention money that is typically held back?
When any of the.
What kind of bank guarantees we need to give?
The total bank guarantees remain in form of performance, security, and retention. So these two combined forms 10% of the project cost. So the performance guarantee and retention can be 5% each, or a performance security initially at the start can be given, which can be 10%. So you can take it at 10%, which is required for once any of the project is awarded.
What is our limit currently with our banks?
Our present limits are in the range of 700 crore. We are operating under multiple banking arrangements with nine bankers. Our existing bankers are further increasing the limits, and we are quite hopeful that our requirement of various working capital limits for current financial year, which we proposed at 1,000 crore, so we are just on target, and we will be achieving that working capital limits with our various bankers. And one new banker is also expected to join us. So the total multiple banking arrangement can be 10 banks, and we are quite hopeful that we will achieve that 1,000 crore target, which we understand, which is required by us.
That's great. And just one last question. 700 crore that we have credit limit, how much is utilized currently?
out of this, somewhere around 450 crore maximum it is utilized. I think it will be somewhere around 400. So there is a substantial limit which is even now.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Dheeraj Ram from Ashika Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. Sir, could you please let me know the breakup between the margin and EPC and O&M?
Margin between EPC and operation and maintenance?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Operation and maintenance margins are somewhere in the range of 30 to 35%, and EPC margins ranges between 25 to 30%.
Okay, understood, sir. But my focus is also on the EBITDA margins. That your competitors also have in-house designing, and you are also saying that you also have an in-house designing. So I'm just trying to understand, where do we exactly separate out from the competitors, which makes our EBITDA margins almost 10 to 12% higher than our competitors? Could you please throw some more light on this?
Boss, it is a combination of that in-house designing, the initiatives which we are taking through sustainability and waste to energy, which are driving further higher CapEx and OpEx margins for us, our advanced technological initiatives, our execution capabilities. So all these combining are giving us higher, these EBITDA margins are somewhere around 25%. So that way we are confident and we are sustaining those margins.
In this, I will like to add one more thing. I just give you an example. We did one project in Kota. We were higher as compared to our peer. The difference was around 10 crore in the capital cost. But when they final FOC, they evaluated the bid based on the life cycle cost. We were the L1 because there we have use the solar plant to lower the power consumption. So that way, even we are higher as compared to our competitor, we are getting the project based on the life cycle cost. And that gives the better margin as compared to the peers.
Understood, sir. So the capex cost might be somewhat less the same, but the opex cost, that's where the company's forte is. So that's where we generate the maximum of our margin.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And just the last question, sir. So how do you see the growth from the industrial segment? It can be industrial water treatment or industrial desalination plant or industrial wastewater treatment plant.
With the industrialization happening in India, the requirements for common effluent treatment plants is definitely increasing, and we see a lot of opportunities coming up from the industrial areas as well. We are not primarily interested for individual effluent treatment plants for industries. However, we are interested in common effluent treatment plant for an industrial area. So the opportunities are definitely coming up, and we are bidding for those projects, and we are executing the works of common effluent treatment plants as well.
Understood, sir. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, sir, since we are, it is the quarterly results for the September quarter and the balance sheet you have provided. So after that, we came with the equity issuance. So correct me here, sir, we raised around 650 crore was the book build issue, and 572 was the fresh issuance that have been accrued to the company. So taking that into account, what is the current, utilization of the fund, and what is the cash on books? Just to get some sense, sir, we are eyeing a top line of say 1,000 crore for this financial year, and we raised around 650 crore in the book build issue. Is the numbers correct, sir, on my part?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Your numbers are 100% correct. First of all, the objects of the issue that are quite clear. We have proposed rupees 120 crore, which we have earmarked for repayment of the term loans which we were having in our books. 181 crore, it was earmarked for working capital requirement of the company. Rupees 30 crore is proposed for the equity contribution for one of the HAM projects, which is ongoing at Mathura. So our equity total term loan requirement is 120 crore and equity contribution from the sponsor side is 30 crore. So this 30 crore is earmarked for this purpose. We had kept inorganic growth acquisition, which is 10% or maybe higher out of the GCP. And so rest of the portion after this with 25%, which is GCP. So this is how this entire breakup is. Right now we have used this 120 crore for the term loan, which we have repaid. And this term loan, this has come down substantially. We intend to use the working capital as and when it will be required for the company, and there will be a judicious use since we are targeting another 2000 crore order book. So the performance bank guarantees which will be required to be submitted, that cash flow which will be required for the execution of this project. So as and when it will be required, only then that fund will be used. That fund is safely parked and we will use it slowly as and when it is required.
Sir, you mentioned GPP. Can you just elaborate, sir?
No, GPP, it is GCP, General Corporate Purpose.
And what percentage of the total proceeds is for the general corporate purpose? 25%.
Yeah, it is total 35%, out of which 10% is earmarked for an inorganic growth or acquisition of a technological buyout, and balance 25% as per regulations is the exact GCP.
Okay, so just to get it right, out of the 570 crores, 200 crore is kept aside for general corporate purpose and the small acquisition which we may be eyeing.
Right.
Right, sir. And sir, currently these are parked in our the money market instruments where our proceeds.
Can you please repeat?
So these proceeds are currently parked in money market instruments, in the liquid funds or where have they parked it?
In liquid funds, the balance funds are parked in FDRs only.
Okay. So when we look at the cash flow part, I think so we did around 11 crore in the plant purchase, I think so the equipment. So what are we eyeing, sir, in terms of the capex going ahead? I think so 2000 crore ki jab hum pipeline pe bid kar, mane create karenge order book ko. तो उसके लिए सर फर्दर कैपिटल किस मैंने एसेट क्या क्रिएट करना पड़ेगा इन टर्म्स ऑफ इक्विपमेंट एंड अदर थिंग अगर आप उसे एलैबोरेट करें.
इफ यू सी द पास्ट ट्रेंड वी हैव रिमेन्ड एसेट लाइट वी आर हैविंग आवर ओन मशीनरी बट दैट ओवरऑल मशीनरी इज समवेयर अराउंड 35 करोड़. अपार्ट फ्रॉम दिस देयर इज ऑफिस एंड इंडस्ट्रियल लैंड. So we have remained asset light and we don't foresee that there will be any major gross block or any major capex going forward as well.
Right, sir. And lastly, from the tax part, when we look at the cash flow, the tax component is only to the tune of 3-4 crores. So if you could just explain what have been the tax outgo we are at MAT or any tax advantages we get, any rebates from the government, if you could just explain.
There are no rebates at all. This is advanced tax which we have already deposited. So with the advanced tax, that you will be seeing as the next net tax liability, or maybe some additional advanced tax that might have got deposited. So that addition, that advanced tax is getting deposited from our side.
No, sir. My point was, we made a provision for current tax to the tune of 25 crore for the first half. Wherein, mm-hmm. when we look at our cash flow, the amount debited for tax paid net of refund is only to the tune of rupees 4 crore. So that was my, if you could just clear me my doubt. What is, how should one read this number?
Let me ask my CFO to get in touch with you and he will clarify. It is just a clarification request, so definitely he'll be in touch with you.
Right. So, sir, going ahead, this finance cost line element would be a net of then the FDR interest that we will be going to earn. It would be much ahead of that until and unless we go for any inorganic or general corporate expenses we debit. So that should be added to the bottom line. Our bottom line would increase substantially just on the account of the money that will be parking in fixed deposit instrument. The finance cost should not be a line item. Yeah, that would be net off.
Yeah, definitely. This FDR interest that will be getting accrued and it will be in form of other income to the company. So there will be an increase. If I talk about the March 24 numbers, so the various banking facilities which we were having with our bankers in under multiple banking arrangements, we were having the FDRs of 180 crore already parked in our various banks. So this additional FDRs definitely will have that interest getting accrued and it will get reflected in the other income.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the government capex part, I think so you did allude to the fact that last month, kafi big pipeline may be traction aaya hai. But what we have seen as the GDP numbers or the capex done by the government, I think so this is an election affected year also. So going ahead, whether it is the Jal Jeevan scheme or the Amrut scheme, we have been hearing from other participants, especially sir, even people like Electro Steel Casting who are your creditor, that there is some bit of somberness or thodi narmi dekh rahe hain capex ke front pe. So where do you think the government capex par aapka kya outlook hai, sir?
If you just recall the contents of my speech, I had clarified that cash flow from operations has been negative. Basically, since March to till November, there has been a bit slowdown on the government spending, and that is 100% true. So the funds which were very easily coming, the moment we used to put up the bills, the funds used to be released against the bills. So now it is taking some time. It is not that the funds are not being released, but the process has got a bit slow. So the government spending going forward, as we see from the news channel also, the government spending is expected to increase in the future months. And a lot of opportunities which are coming up even under Amrut schemes, so the government spending is bound to increase, and that funding, there doesn't seem to be any reason that the projects are going to be slowed down at all. So it has been a temporary phenomena, and things are moving. Things have been a bit slow, but are moving.
In your DRHP, they were mentioned about the creditor. Okay, I'll join. Yeah.
Thank you so much. We'll move on to the next question, and the next question comes from Tej Patel from Niveshaay. Please go ahead. Tej Patel, your line is unmuted. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah. Thank you. So, sir, I mean, as you mentioned, probably you would take around 120 crore odd crores of loan from Mathura. So, what term loans are we expecting for the Saranpur projects? So total, how much term loans are we expected to take for these two HAM projects?
See, the total term loan requirement or the funds to be brought in by the concessionaire for Mathura project, it is 120 crore. Out of that 120 crore, 90 crore is the term loan which we have got sanctioned from Kotak Bank, and balance 30 crore is being infused by the company.
Okay.
For Saharanpur project, the total contribution from the concessionaire side remains at 160 crore. Out of this 160 crore, 120 crore is being, it has been sanctioned by HDFC Bank, and 40 crore is the equity contribution which we are, which we shall bring from our parent company.
Okay, okay. And out of this bid pipeline, which you are probably expecting about 4,000 odd crores, which you will be bidding, how much would be HAM out of... In this, how much would be HAM?
Probably somewhere around 500 crore-600 crore can be under HAM, and rest will be EPC.
Okay. So probably more, 200 odd crore plus term loans would probably you have to take more for this project, right? So total about, 400 odd crores term loans you will take for this HAM project, right? Yes. Okay. And sir, I observed, I mean, if you look at your, you know, the cycle, it's looking, on the face of it, it's looking negative, because what I observed is, you know, we are probably almost booking 10%-15% of our revenue in the, as unbilled revenue, right? Which is showing in other financial assets. So what is the reason for, you know, booking such a high unbilled revenue? What is the criteria when you define, let's say, your billing as unbilled revenue? And out of this, let's say, 400 odd crores, which have you, which we, you have booked in the first half, how much was unbilled revenue, and what's your typical working capital cycle? And a follow-up question on this, I mean, it's quite interesting to see a EPC company making, let's say, 45%-50%, you know, return ratios, where we have seen companies making about, let's say, 25% of these return ratios. And this is primarily because your cycle is probably too less, and then you're also making big margins. But I'm not understanding on how on such a, you know, small capital, we are able to generate this kind of revenues, which are resulting into this high return ratios. So if you could just elaborate on this.
First of all, regarding this unbilled revenue, let me first clarify what exactly is unbilled revenue. Unbilled revenue is when I am executing a project, there are stage-wise payments. So once any of the stage gets completed, after that, we take that into the monthly billing cycle. So this stage, which is not completed, so this will be a part of unbilled revenue. This is one. Second one will be the billing cycle. As per the billing cycle, we raise bill to our end client. Once that PI, this performer invoice, this is passed by the client, then we raise the GST invoice. So until and unless there is a pass order, we shall not be raising the GST invoice. So with this, the unbilled revenue, the revenue, whatever we are doing, it will remain in unbilled revenue. That unbilled revenue gets converted to revenue, with the GST invoice getting issued. So this is the cycle. Now, what has happened is, during the past, as I was explaining earlier as well, there has been certain slowdown in the cash flow cycles, for the JJM projects. If I say, in this current financial year, there has been a realization of, to the extent of around 200 crore from Jal Jeevan Mission projects. However, there is an equivalent number, which has got built up in the unbilled revenue also. So this is a cycle in the, if you see our creditor days used to be 120, for FY 2024. Right now, this cycle has gone down to, this creditor cycle has gone down to 75 days. So there is an outflow on the cash, outflow of cash from the books to the tune of somewhere around 105 crore. So this is all translating into a negative cash flow in operations. So this is one part which is cash flow. The second one is the revenue. Revenue, that is the matching expenses. So that our strength of in-house designing, our execution capabilities, our on-time performances, that is contributing to those margins, and we are able to sustain those type of margins. And it is quite doable, which we have been replicating for the past 3-4 years on a continuous basis.
Okay. But sir, I mean, it's quite, I mean, I haven't seen any EPC companies having such a high payable days. So, I mean, what are the terms or what are you doing different, you know, where your supplier is giving you so much high credit days?
No, the supplier, that payable days have come down to 75. We are making payment to our creditors within MSME vendors within 45 days and non-MSME vendors within 60 days cycle. So cash flow from operations had got a bit skewed, but we are paying to our vendors on time. We are not delaying the payments to them.
Got it. This you are saying this is only because of the election, but election in the previous year also, you know, where your cycle is kind of a bit appearing negative, and even if I include, let's say, the non-bill revenue, your cycle is too short. So I'm surprised, you know, how is the cycle too short for an EPC player when I compare similar players in industry where the cycle is about, let's say, net cycle is about, let's say, 90 to 100 days, but our cycle is probably less than 40, 50 days, right? If I'm correct, if I'm wrong here. I'm just trying to understand how is it possible. And because of this, you're probably making very good return ratios.
Boss, I cannot comment on others, how they are doing. I am managing this company, and we are able to make payments to our vendors. We are able to make that cycle to somewhere around 40 days, at least for our FY 2024. So going forward as well, we are quite hopeful, and we expect that we will be meeting those targets. The execution cycle has been quite fast, so we are making good margins. We are cash flow positive. We have remained cash flow positive. So the cycle, that working capital gap, that has not got built up in our books.
Got it. Got it. Great, great, sir. One more question was on.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Patel, may we request you return to the question queue?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Prince Chaudhary from Pink Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, sir, I just had a little, if you could just throw some light on the cash flow statement. Sir, we have shown proceeds from issue of shares in H1 FY 2024 year-end. I'm a little confused with that fact, sir.
We had gone for a private placement in September 2023. The total fundraising at that point of time was 58 crore. So that amount is getting added to our equity and reserves.
Okay. And then the amount raised, this will come in H2. Okay, got it, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Manish Khandelwal from Brijavasi Steels Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, Manish ji, and namaskar, Sanjay ji. Thank you so much.
Namaskar.
तो सर वैसे तो सारे क्वेश्चन का आंसर दे ही दिया आपने. बस कॉन्ग्रेचुलेट ही करूंगा आपको इतनी अच्छी लिस्टिंग के लिए और इतने अच्छे नंबर्स के लिए.
थैंक
और आगे भी कोशिश करेंगे, मतलब आप कोशिश कीजिए कि इसी तरीके के नंबर्स आप दीजिए.
We will try. Thanks a lot for the compliments, and we will stick to the targets, and we will do the best possible.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Manish ji.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we would take that as our last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Astha Jain for closing comments.
Thank you. On behalf of Hem Securities Limited, I thank Enviro Infra Engineers Limited team for giving the time we spend on this call and responding all the queries in a detailed way. I would also like to thank all the participants for joining this call. Now, I would like to hand over the call to moderator for the closing remarks.
Thank you.
On behalf of Hame Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.